After 10:30 this Friday morning, the Kilruddery Film Festival happening this weekend in Kilruddery House in Bray. If you've never been there, you should go. I only went there recently for the first time about a year ago. It is beautiful. It's in Bray and Wicklow. It's a whole weekend celebration of silent cinema. What a lovely way to spend the weekend, and indeed the early talkies, which separated the squeaky voiced from the other people unable to act. One of the events taking place is a workshop on Foley sound. Now, you might never have heard of Foley sound before, but you have definitely heard the use of Foley sound practically every day of your life. Caoimhe Doyle is a Foley sound artist, and she'll be doing the workshop in Kilruddery this weekend along with her colleague Jean McGrath from Ardmore Sound, and you're both very welcome to the programme.
So, very much, Ryan.
Thanks for coming. I should explain that you've brought in the instruments required to bring sound alive. So when they make a movie like you've worked on Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and you've worked on Love Hate, and you've worked on things like Knocked Up and The Men Who Stare at Goats. So a vast array of movies and TV programs and so on. So for people who don't know what you do, how do you explain yourselves when you're out having a drink or a coffee? What do you do for a living?
Well, I suppose we put sound effects to film, the kind of sound effects that you don't get off a library sound effect. And a lot of things in film, you can kind of hear the difference. Like if we were to take footsteps from a library sound effect and cut them into an actor walking across the floor, there's something missing. It's like whatever's going on in the heart of the actor as they're walking across that floor, if they're brokenhearted, if it's laboured footsteps or if it's sprightly, you know. So luckily we haven't been replaced by computers or sound effect
libraries.
They need
you. They need you to interpret the melancholic man's footsteps across the library. I love that. So that's a whole... You've got that market stitched up, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So what happens? You watch the move, the scene, or can you tell me how it works in terms of where you come in the process?
Well, on something like an animation, we'd get the animation in and it would just have the voices, and then it's like a blank canvas, and that's possibly, well, it's one of my favourite things to work on as an animation. And then we'd start layering up, where we'd do all the footsteps for all the creatures, humans, bird, whatever. And then we'd go back and we'd do all the other incidental sounds, like the punches, the kisses, the slurps, you know, anything like that.
The slurps being the kisses, is it? Or is it the slurps being a coffee?
could be a slurp.
Depends on which rubbish kisser is involved. But if we talk about, say, Love Hate, who's been working on Love Hate? Both of you?
Yeah,
you're both working on Love Hate. That'll involve a lot of fingers being broken, punches to the face, and all sorts of gory sounds. You have brought in, as I say, the accoutrement required to make these sounds possible. So let's do a kind of Nidge, as he's on the Late Late Show tonight, Tom Vonar. Okay. Can we have a kind of a Love Hate sound effects festival here, like we'll be seeing in Kilruddery?
Yep.
Why don't you pick out some of the instruments you need? I see, for example, celery. Why did you bring in celery? I use that for stew. Use it for something completely
celery
different.
Would have a different role in the Foley studio. And if there's a bone breaking and it's inside the body, I would use rigatoni pasta, which I'll show you as well.
Okay, so bone breaking inside the body versus a bone breaking outside the body. So this isn't a punch to the face. This is somebody like breaking the knuckles of the fingers, is it?
Or a nose. Inside. So I'd put the rigatoni pasta inside my mouth.
Yeah, and now we're going to imagine somebody's nose being smushed. Oh no. Oh no, take the pasta out of your mouth. How did you even discover you could do that, you weirdo? Okay, bring on the celery. Bring on the celery.
But if it was a leg break or a neck break or something with a bit more vertebrae, we'd bring out the celery.
Tell me that's not celery.
So that's...
that's outrageous. I mean, that's the power of suggestion, isn't it? I mean, that's all it is. What do you got here for me?
This is a wet chamois, a wet deer skin. And we've used this probably on every film we've ever worked on. We've delivered babies, taken the heads off horses, pulled out, you know, aliens from wombs and stuff.
So give us one of those that you're going to do now.
It doesn't... It's kind of a small sound. We work with really...
You'd have a massive...
Yeah.
And that's the effect of maybe having a child, or is it?
Like something gushy. We use that in all the horror films for the gushy kind of gory sounds.
For the okay, so that would be the blood and everything.
Yeah.
Why do you have a hot water bottle? Pretty manky looking hot water bottle, let's be honest about that, it. But it has served its purpose down through the years, has it not?
That's definitely earned its keep. So this is a nice little one. You could do this at home. So you get your hot water bottle, little puff of air inside, and then right across the kitchen floor.
It's a Cars. It's a joyride. That's do it again. Do it again. This is a joyride in Cars. That's brilliant. So you've just done the heist. You've just robbed the bank. Do it again. Okay, just and you're heading up. Yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that too. Okay, the horror film. Sound and fear, like I always think of something like The Others, that great Nicole Kidman film, where you didn't see any monsters or anything, but it was the atmosphere was terrifying, and that's something that you guys, that's where you come in. So how do you conjure up that image of fear and scary stuff? Do you want to?
Well,
I don't mind who you can both talk. By the way, I don't mind. Is it your own?
We tend to, if we're working on a horror scene, we tend to kind of choose sound effects that are a little creepy. So if there was even a gate close, something ordinary in a horror movie, we'd choose a instead of like a hinge.
Okay, don't do it yet. So let's imagine we're walking along a street and it's very misty and there's a gate into a field. Mm-hmm. And you're quite convinced you've seen somebody who's actually dead that you know from the past walking through the field. You're sure of it, but you looked again and he wasn't there. And yet you walk up to the gate slowly just to see, is there any chance you could have been imagining it? So you're walking up to the gate and then you come in and do what? Keep going.
It was a cold night in December.
Okay, so what is that thing you're doing?
So this is a this is a water phone, and it's like a brass vase with lots of different sized metal rods out of it, and it puts us right in that place, that eerie place that we want to be.
And you have a violin
and a bow. I play it with a bow. Yeah, there's water inside. You can swirl it around.
Even that gives you a little cartoon. That's more gone. That's gone from horror to cartoon. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, you've got gardening gloves there. Is there a reason for that, or is that just for your own bit of horticultural?
So these are for little doggy feet. So when we've got to do the doggy feet, we get little paper clips and put them in like this.
So you've got, just to explain, you've got like Michael Jackson plasters around the tips of the fingers, and you're putting paper clips in those plasters.
Yeah.
And before you do the effect, let's conjure up a picture again. This will be a small dog making his way down the road, happy as a lark because he knows he's heading towards a big feed in the dog bowl, right? That is the image you need to portray through sound. So now you've got all your paper clips. Here we go. Happy dog down the street heading home for dinner.
Here, boy.
Here, fella.
Here, lad.
Okay, we got him. Now, the dog's not so happy because there's a massive horse the size of a small country making his way down. And with that in mind, you have... have you lost the horse stuff?
Yeah, no,
oh,
we, no, have, no. Him.
Okay.
We have him.
Okay, can we bring the horse in? Because obviously, we've come a long way from coconuts here. So normally you'd use coconuts, but these aren't coconuts.
No, we kind of upped the game a little bit when... Well, the coconuts worked fine and, you know, really are lovely. But when we worked on Game of Thrones, the horses in that show are really menacing and kind of have a character of their own. So we needed to get something a little bit meatier. So we got real horses' feet. They're shod. They've got the shoe on the end of them. And occasionally the shoe will hit off a little stone. Yeah. And that's like a little moment of reality that kind of sits it right in.
So it takes it back from panto horse into
to a little bit, yeah.
We're out there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get the horse on a good gallop. He's heading back to some middle earthy place that they go to in Game of Thrones for some more riding and killing. Faster. Faster. He's in a hurry now. He's starving.
Whoa.
Down on. Wow. We could be in War Horse, lads. And stop. Easy. That's great. What's that thing? It looks like a scraper from a painter's toolbox. What's that for?
Oh, this is just a metal hinge that we'd use as well. Like things like this, if we resonated off the wood.
could be a water pump, or it could be another kind of horror film.
Yeah,
type
kind
thing,
of in the horror vein. And then we often get like the bird moves as well, things like that. So this would be.
So you've
nice
got two. You're like a Ken Dodd now. You've got two feather dusters in your hand and a pair of gloves.
And a pair of leather gloves, and this is quite nice for the little flybys.
That's good, isn't it? That's really good.
So it's kind of nice.
So normally for sound effects, they could have CDs and things like that, sound effects libraries or tape, and but you bring it another dimension to a personal sort of take on the sound effect. Is that what you
like? Certainly, it's that kind of characterization that you can bring into every, like whether it's footsteps or the gate opening or a teacup down in a saucer, every syllable of sound in a soundtrack. If you can make it that it just sits into the film like it was recorded on the day, then our job is done.
So when you're going to be in Kilrodery this weekend, what are you going to be telling people that you're at the masterclass? Will you be doing what you've been doing with us today?
Yeah, we have a sequence of a film, and the participants of the workshop will create every sound, every single sound of that soundscape, and we'll spend the day or the morning recording all the different sounds, and they're going to do it, not us. And then at the end, we'll play it back and have a little screening and have a presentation of that sound. That's
how much fun, how much kind of slightly warped but brilliant fun you can have with
that.
Yeah,
we have a cartoon, a beautiful cartoon, Hill Farm, by Mark Baker, for the kids.
Yeah,
and we have Once Upon a Time in the West for the adults.
Oh, gorgeous! Okay. There are two hooves that belong to an animal. Where's the rest of the animal? The poor fella. It's like it's a deer. It's like the shin and the hoof of for an animal who's no longer with us.
Yeah, this was great. This is a little Sika deer feet, and we did a couple of films animations about a deer called Nico and his adventures, and.
It didn't end well for him. Medium rare somewhere. And why did you use it? How did you?
Just like this.
That would be said. Do you not need four of them?
I do the front feet first, and then I do the rears next. Or else, if he's in a gallop, I can do it all in one. But it doesn't matter what's going on in front of the microphone, as much as it's such a collaboration between who's recording and who's performing.
Yeah.
Because I'll perform, but Gene will place that sound in the right acoustic to sit in the movie. So it's very much a collaboration between myself and Gene.
Is it a hard job doing what you do? It sounds pretty complicated. But
we love it. We really enjoy it. And the studio is great that we have out in Ardmore Sound.
Yeah.
Custom built to help us record all these sounds really efficiently.
Do you listen to the world in a way no one else does?
You tune into some weird little elements every now and again.
Do you know the way, like if I watch a chat show, I'm kind of looking at it going, oh, I do that, or that's brilliant, I wish I was doing that. Do you kind of watch a film and think, no, they should have used a dead cow being dragged across the gravel rather than what they did?
I'm very difficult to go to the cinema.
I bet you are. That's all wrong. You're huffing and puffing throughout the film. Okay, you're both going to be appearing at this Kilrodery Film Festival. It sounds gorgeous because the setting is absolutely beautiful. Why is it called Foley Sound, by the way? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, like the guy who originated is a guy called Jack Donovan Foley, and he's originally from Dingle and went with his parents over to Los Angeles, and he worked in Universal as a janitor for a long time.
Did
and
he?
Then over the was kind of a guy who was quick on his feet, and his big claim to fame was when Spartacus was being made, Kubrick's Spartacus, and they ran out of the sound was destroyed from this huge scene, cast of thousands, the sound was destroyed, and Jack Donovan Foley came out with his keys, and it was all the Roman army, and he got the keys and he chang 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 chang, and if you watch Spartacus now and go to that, you'll hear a set of keys now that I've told you that, but at the time he saved thousands of dollars and he did less janitor work and more Foley work from
less mopping and more sound. That's great. Yeah. That's a great old yarn, and that's where it all began. It's the simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Could we have one last go at the celery? Because I'll never look at celery the same way again. Remind us, is it the bones?
Yeah, like a leg or a neck or a spine.
Okay, so let's say Nidge has Fran by the neck. This is just in our heads. We don't know if this happens or not. And Fran's going, oh no, and Nidge is giving it socks on the neck. That'll do us. Cuiva, Jean, thank you so much for your time today. That is just a little taste of what happens behind the scenes in the world of sound and movies and cartoons and everything else. Kilrodery.com for all details of the film festival happening this weekend, and it sounds like a good way to spend a day or two, I suspect. Let's